And now we're going to be taking a look at our second issue, our second broad area, separation of powers. Now I'm going to begin the coverage of separation of powers by discussing with you federal legislative power, basically powers of Congress. First, we're going to look briefly at what's called the doctrine of enumerated powers. Under this doctrine of enumerated powers, the federal government has only that authority which the Constitution confers upon it. Federal government has only that authority which the Constitution confers upon it. And that would include both express and implied powers. On the other hand, powers that are not delegated to the federal government are retained by the states through the 10th Amendment. Powers not delegated to the federal government retained by the states through the 10th Amendment. Now, the 10th Amendment is the home of the police power. The police power, as we're going to see, is a very strong basis of power with which to uphold a state law. So let's cover it now, and we'll be looking at it again. The police power protects any health, safety, welfare, morals, or aesthetics interest. Police power protects any health, safety, welfare, morals, or aesthetics interest. Now, let's apply this to actually taking a multi-state question, see how it works. When you're doing your question, you're reading through it, and you see that the state is passing a law, look to see in the fact pattern if there is some type of a health, safety, or welfare interest which is being furthered. If there is, go to one of those two choices that says constitutional and look for a police power answer. The problem is there's only one catch. The examiners generally, typically, do not use the words police power. You will probably not see them on your exam. But don't worry. In its place, look for rational basis language. For example, a perfectly correct police power answer would say something like this. Constitutional because it is a reasonable regulation. Reasonable regulation. That's rational basis language. We'll be talking about that a little later. But that is a correct police power answer. Another way to say the same thing, if it says constitutional, because it furthers a legitimate interest. Legitimate interest. Again, rational basis language, which implies police power. So remember the police power. It is one of two strong sources today to uphold state legislation. We'll talk about the other one a little later. So, as I said, powers not delegated to the federal government are retained by the states through the 10th Amendment. You should also know that Article 1, Section 8, this is one of the few numbers that sometimes comes up on the multi-state. Article 1, Section 8 is the list of the enumerated or express powers of Congress. There are many. There are about 15 of them. Such things as the commerce power, which is by far the most important, the taxing and spending power, the war power. But you also have things like the postal power, the power to legislate for District of Columbia, copyright power, patent power, bankruptcy power, power to coin money, immigration and naturalization power. So there are several powers here, and at some point in your study, take a look at Article 1, Section 8, so that you're familiar with these express powers of Congress. Now, these express powers are magnified by the Necessary and Proper Clause. The Necessary and Proper Clause. Now, if you see Necessary and Proper as an answer choice on the multi-state, be aware that it is not by itself an independent source of power. If you see Necessary and Proper standing alone by itself, it is generally a wrong answer. It is not an independent source of power. What it does, if it's going to be used in a correct answer, is it, quote, carries into execution other enumerated powers. So it is used to carry into execution other of these Article 1, Section 8 enumerated powers.